Hello and welcome back to this new podcast series with BMW where we explore electric myths. I'm your host for today's episode. I'm in the driving seat and that's pretty good because I'm Charlie Martin and I'm a racing driver. And this is my co-host.
I'm glad you're in the driving seat because you're the pro. I'm Tommy, I'm a tech reviewer and also review cars as well. And it's lovely to be here because we're in this amazing building. It's the BMW Welt building, which is interesting because it's full of all the cars that BMW do currently and some in the past as well. So it's nice to be here. Lots of EVs.
And we're sat in one right now, aren't we?
Yes, this is the i4, which is a pretty fast car, but I leave you to talk about those things because that's what you do.
Well, it's a good segue into this episode's myth, which is that electric cars aren't fun. You know, they're not exciting, they're boring. I mean, I've got some thoughts on this straight away, but I want to ask you, Tommy, what do you think? What does fun mean for you in a car? Do you like, does it mean a loud gas pedal whenever you hit the accelerator? Does it mean driving around fast?
Great question. I think it depends on what mood I'm in. So if I'm trying to, you know, zen out, just drive nice and quietly, having an electric car for me just gives me that zen mode. I can be nice and peaceful. But it doesn't mean that when I need to, you know, move off the line very quickly, I can't do that either. I can do that in an electric car. So for me, fun is being able to pick between when I want to just drive nice and chilled and also being able to go as fast as I want to go, obviously within limits.
Yeah.
The law.
You can only drive so quickly in a car anyway, whether it's electric, whether it's a combustion engine car. And I mean, one of the great things about electric cars is that they have this instant torque, full torque that's available immediately because they don't have a transmission or a gearbox.
Yeah.
You don't have those traditional friction losses that you have with a petrol or diesel engine car where, you know, you hit the throttle and you're away.
You just go. Yeah. And it's so nice because it kicks in straight away. And I think every time I get in electric cars that fast, there's this like novelty which doesn't wear off. It's every time you get in, you do that test where you put your foot down, and the amount of torque that you get from them is incredible.
It's really something. And also another thing to point out, it's not just the acceleration, because electric cars, you know, the battery is mounted very low down in the chassis.
Okay.
What does that mean? It gives you a low center of gravity.
Right. And why is that important?
Well, that translates into the handling of the car. It means that if you imagine, you know, you're running around a corner and you're trying to hold something high in the air that was really heavy, you know, you're going to feel like you're wallowing all over the place.
Right.
If you put that weight low down, it gives you a lot of stability. It helps the car grip, helps the car go around the corner like it's on rails.
Right. You've raced one of these, haven't you, on a track?
I've actually done more driving in electric cars on the track than I have on the road. So I've driven the i4 M50 quite a lot. I've done one of the most fun things I've done with the car actually is putting potential customers in for a couple of flying laps, and the look on people's faces when you show them launch control for the first time, you put it in launch mode.
Yeah.
You know, you must have done this.
Yeah. I think I've seen some of the videos and their faces always, because they're not expecting it, because they don't hear the engine loud sound.
Yeah.
So they don't know when it's going to kick in. And when it does, it's the torque that pushes them to the seat.
It's like a catapult.
Yeah.
You say you load it up and the car just
goes.
It's like an elastic band.
What's the 0-60 numbers?
Pretty impressive, if I'm honest. And you know, actually comparing it with the M3 competition, which is probably about the most, you know,
comparable
car, there's very little in it. I think the i4 M50 0-60 3.3, the M3 competition, what do you think?
Since we're comparing, I'm voting for the electric. I think electric's going to be much better.
You know, you're right. 3.5 seconds for the M3 competition. So
wow.
2/10 between them, very little. And the i4 M50 actually has about another 30 horsepower. In terms of their total high speed, there's very little in it. I think the M3 competition slightly bests it. But actually, I'd argue that acceleration is much more usable day to day.
Get ahead quicker.
than your ultimate kind of top speed.
Yeah. Because most countries anyway, your top speed, you know, you're not going to do above the speed limit.
Right. Anyway. I mean, in England, we're capped at 70 on the motorway anyway, aren't we?
So, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. Getting away is probably more important.
Yeah.
Quicker than anything else.
I mean, driving that car on track was incredible. And actually, when I turned up to drive it around the Salzburg Ring for the first time, it was pouring down with rain. And I was a little bit apprehensive. This is my first time in an electric car. It's a very important car in BMW's history. Mm-hmm. And I'm on a very fast circuit that I've never driven. Mm. And actually, the car blew me away. And this is one important distinction because, of course, it's four-wheel drive.
Okay.
It's got two electric motors. And the car has this incredible system where it can transfer torque and grip from one
vector in it.
Torque vectoring, yeah, all these different systems that work instantaneously. Because it's electric, it's not relying on the, you know, mechanical elements to transfer this power. What does that mean? It means it finds incredible grip out of the corners. I can put so much power down.
Nice.
I was grinning from ear to ear. I'm grinning from ear to ear, just telling you now.
So what I'm getting from this is it's fast. It's very stable because of the way the battery is mounted low in the car.
Yeah.
And because it's four-wheel drive, you know, X drive.
Yeah.
You're able to have this extra, better handling. Especially going around corners and stuff like that.
Yeah, and a lot more safety, actually, as well. And I mean, was it fun? Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds a lot of fun to me.
It's kind of funny because you're not changing gear. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you don't have the traditional growl that you might have from, say, the M4. Mm-hmm. But what I found is when you're driving it, actually, you just get still... You're completely immersed in the driving experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, because you're not thinking about what gear you're in, mm-hmm. you know, on the track, you're much more... immersed in just your braking and your line.
You can focus on the other bits that affects the driving experience.
Yeah, it just sucks you in.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it's a driving thing. It still has that MDNA,
gotcha.
which is what we all love. Yeah. And one interesting thing here, do you know about the sound?
No, I was about to say, like, what else do we have that makes it fun?
So this is kind of cool because BMW developed this Iconic Sounds Electric, mm-hmm. Which was a collaboration between BMW Group Creative Sounds Director Renzo Vitali and Grammy award-winning film score composer Hans Zimmer.
They've gone all out.
I mean, Hans Zimmer's about, that's wheeling out the big guns,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's composed soundtracks to some of the most iconic films like Interstellar and, you know, to name just a few. And so the car has this really unique sound that it produces when you're, when you're accelerating.
Oh, so like some sort of like sound to mimic what it'd be like kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit Star Trek-y.
Right.
And also when you're braking.
Okay.
We mentioned this in a previous episode. It has this e-pedal mode as well.
Oh, right, yeah. So like when we're talking about the one-pedal drive, which you can actually literally just take your foot off the accelerator and it does that.
That's it decelerates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was reading somewhere, because I've always called it like the gas pedal or like electric pedal or whatever. It's actually called an e-pedal.
An e-pedal, right.
Which is interesting. Yeah. So fun fact to know, guys. E-pedal.
Fun fact. Definitely.
Yeah.
And I mean, also, you know, we say, what is driving pleasure? How do you define fun in a car? I think you summed it up really well in mm-hmm. the beginning, actually. It's, you know, you could be gliding through the countryside quite effortlessly.
Yeah.
Do you need a roaring soundtrack?
Absolutely not. I think, I know, I'm showing my age here, but the older I get, the more peace and quiet I want in the car. I even down to the AC in the car sometimes, I turn it off because I just don't want to hear anything. I just want just me and the road, nice and quiet, and EV allows me to do that. But then I have days where I'm like, you know what, I get to a roundabout on a busy day and I just need to get in that small gap very quickly. Mm-hmm. And 3.3 seconds, I'm off.
Yeah.
And it gives me that pure joy every time that happens. Mm. And I think there's also this thing where every time someone new gets in my car, my EV car, you know, you show them my experience of the acceleration. Mm-hmm. And there's always that grin on their face that's like, oh my God, that is incredible. And then that brings me joy because I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I've had exactly the same feeling taking people for fast laps around Brands Hatch.
Yeah.
And you see that same look of, it's like something's clicked in their head and they're like, ooh, electric cars are pretty fun.
Very good. Well, when are you taking me around the track?
Okay, well, we've got to put this together.
Hey, BMW.
There we go. There's a great piece of content right there. I feel like this was a pretty easy myth to bust, to be honest.
Yeah.
Can you summarize what we've learned from this episode?
Yeah, so I think for me, fun, like we said, is subjective. It depends on yourself individually. But as far as EVs go, I think there's this whole, you know, stereotype around recycling, saving the planet. It's all like boring stuff that people don't really, people look at it and go, oof, I don't want that. But actually there's a lot of fun that comes along with it, whether it's acceleration, whether it's stability, whether it's, you know, having a really good low center of gravity. That means it's better in cornering and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a car that gives you all these other elements that you're probably not even aware of. So if someone asks me if they're fun, if EVs are fun to drive, absolutely. That's a big yes for me. And if you haven't tried it yet, go book a test drive in an EV at your local BMW garage and then leave a comment.
I like that idea. That's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. And another thing, actually, just to get this one fact in, electric cars are a lot more efficient compared to a combustion engine car. So there's actually a bit of fun knowing that you're driving around really efficiently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're having a lot of fun, but efficiently.
You're winning at life.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a pretty good way to round off this episode, folks. So if you've enjoyed that, make sure you tune in for the next episode of Electric Myths. Make sure to like this podcast and follow and put a comment in the box, and we'll see you at the next one.
See you soon.